Welcome to our expanded audio coverage of the 33rd Annual Sun and Fun Fly-In 2007 in Lakeland, Florida. Brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now at Oregon Aero. Sun and Fun 2007 is underway in Lakeland, Florida, and just like at last year's Air Venture in Oshkosh, AvWeb is there in force to bring you the daily highlights. Well, right off the bat, Cirrus introduced its third-generation SR-22 at a media conference at Sun and Fun on Tuesday, and AvWeb's Russ Niles caught up with Alan Klappmeyer, CEO of Cirrus Design.
Alan, you said at the news conference this morning that you've made a delivery in China and you've got two more orders. What's the China market going to look like?
Well, China is one of those unique opportunities where it ought to be huge. Obviously, large distances, large populations, developing infrastructure, but no one really knows what it's going to look like. There's a large probability of completely different outcomes. You know, so as opposed to thinking you know what it looks like and wondering when, we just don't know. Our expectation is that China has the chance to develop an aviation infrastructure that is more modern in its approach, that they will build new airports, that they will put into place an air traffic control system that's based upon direct-to-flying for everyone, and that they will get a lot of utility out of their growing middle class and upper class with disposable income out of personal aircraft.
Well, and that fits right in with sort of the Cirrus ethos in that it's from the ground up kind of program that you have with Cirrus. Do you see an opportunity to sort of influence the way that that flight training and flight management is handled in China?
Well, we certainly hope to have an impact on that as well. We've had a lot of interesting conversations with that range from government aviation authority people all the way down through flight schools in terms of how will their infrastructure work, how will they train people, what will they train people to do. And yeah, I think they're paying attention. We've had some enjoyable demo flights here in the U.S. showing them what airplanes can do, and I know their eyes light up. They get it. They understand.
What about India? Are you doing anything in India? And it seems like it's sort of a parallel situation there.
Similarities obviously exist. Huge populations, underdeveloped infrastructure, lots of opportunity there. But also different in other ways in terms of how the control structure in China, where you've got to convince the right people and then hopefully see a massive change. And India, of course, has other advantages for those of us that are incapable of speaking two languages, at least helpful. There's a lot of people in India that speak English. I know that that's a problem for us here in the U.S., but that's certainly an advantage in India. So yes, I do believe that India will have also a large general aviation market. I think it will grow differently than China, but lots of potential there.
And who knew Brazil would be pretty much your third biggest market?
Historically, South America has always been a pretty good general aviation market. As other parts of the world, and certainly the U.S. general aviation market, it had literally died for years. So it shouldn't have been a surprise. It's a pleasant surprise. But yeah, we're selling a lot of airplanes down there. And again, large distances, a traveling airplane makes sense.
We'll be right back with more from Alan Klappmeyer of Cirrus in just a moment on today's expanded coverage from Sun and Fun 2007, brought to you by Oregon Aero, now offering the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with its new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero upgrade kits eliminate the pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep head and ears cool and dry. And by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clear audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Now back to our interview with Alan Klappmeyer on the scene in Lakeland, Florida.
The Sun and Fun introduced the G3 model, although news started to leak out about it last week. Is there going to be a G4, a G5, a G6? Are there refinements going to keep coming?
The refinements will definitely keep coming. We tell our customers that they need to just always assume that there will be a better Cirrus someday, and that it's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. Even 10 years ago when we were trying to raise the money to do this, what we told people is that our expectation was constant evolution, constant improvement in the airplane, and that if we were building the same airplane 40 years from now, we may have sold a lot of airplanes, but we won't have done our jobs. We need to figure out how to do things better. Having said that, obviously with the jet and other programs, we'll look at changes that are more than evolutionary as well, the jet being an all-new airframe as opposed to the G3 being the next step of the SR-22. And so we'll do both. We'll constantly improve what we have to offer.
And we can't possibly interview you without trying to probe you about the jet. You showed a picture of about a third of it today. It looks like a straight wing with winglets and a windshield. You're not showing us the engine part. The engine part's going to come last, I imagine.
Well, I can confirm today that, in fact, the engine is not on the nose. It does have a pointy nose, and the windshield's on the front part of the airplane as well. It's been fun sending out these puzzle pieces and showing people gradually what we expect the airplane to look like. And the configuration in the end won't really surprise people. I'm sure a lot of people say, oh, yeah, that's what we expect it to be. You know, it's a relatively good-looking Cirrus with a pointy nose on it and a jet engine in the back. But, of course, we did show the picture of the twin jet today, the slightly more blunt fuselage designed for short, round-headed people with no legs.
Okay, you're off to Friedrichstraden this afternoon. That's one of the big shows in Germany. They're going to be quizzing you about the diesel.
Yeah, Friedrichshafen is a great show. It's the aero show in southern Germany. A lot of LSA-type airplanes, a lot of neat airplanes. This is a show that happens every 2 years, and I really enjoy. It's part of our international G3 launch, so we're also showing the G3 in China and Brazil, as well as Friedrichshafen and Sun and Fun, so all over the world. And yes, we expect them to be quizzing us about diesel. We've talked with Thielert for some time about their large V8 engine. It's an engine which shows lots of promise, and at this point, it's just that, it's promise, and we'll wait and see what happens. There are obviously a lot of installation challenges when it comes to diesels to deal with the weight and the cooling issues, but it's something that could be particularly interesting for places where avgas is either unavailable or expensive.
No immediate plans, though.
There are no immediate plans. There's no dates and plans. There's just opportunities. And as I said earlier, we look at everything.
Russ Niles on the scene at Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2007, speaking with Alan Clapmeyer of Cirrus Design. If you can't make it to Sun and Fun this year, let us be your eyes and ears as we publish a roundup of each day's activities supplemented with audio and video files to capture the full essence of a great event. Today's expanded audio coverage was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now from Oregon Aero. Look for another exciting audio report tomorrow, and for all the latest Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to AvWeb.com. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, this is Mike Blakeney reporting.